are classes over 40 useful in general? You know what? Classes over 40, or the old guys class, or classes over 45, over 50, whatever the gauge is, are really not much different, in my opinion, than classes for police officers, or classes for women only, or classes for teens, or competition class. Essentially, it's a class focus on a very specific demographic. And as long as that demographic is accepting that class, and there is attendance in the class, and they are really taking value away, and they are continuously improving their jiu-jitsu, absolutely, these classes are useful. Whether your academy has classes over 40 or in one of those specific groups, well, that's something I would encourage you to actually talk to your instructors or staff at the academy and figure out. But many, many academies these days actually have these narrow groups with a very specific focus. And often, these old guy or old lady class really focuses on a little bit more mechanical approach to jiu-jitsu, somewhere where we don't have to bench press, we don't have to use a lot of dynamic motions. It's a little bit more old school, if you will. It's a little bit more less physically intensive and more mechanical. However, that's not always the case. So before you assume anything, I would encourage you, one, check with your academy if they do have them. If they do, check it out. I mean, it might be actually a better environment for you simply because you find something in common with everybody else fitting into a group. And two, the jiu-jitsu presented in those platforms might actually be easier for you to comprehend and catalog as you find yourself in that demographic. And a good examples is actually female classes. Not all academies have it. As a matter of fact, in my podcast, The Road Radio, we talked about a number of different females, and that topic always comes up. How come not all academies have female-only classes? And it's such an interesting dynamic when women only meet on the mat, and there's no male presence whatsoever. The dynamic is different. They bond in a very different way. And it's a similar case when police officers meet together. And it's a similar case when guys over 40 meet together. They have similar interests, similar mechanics as far as their body is concerned. Honestly, they experience the same level of struggles, if you will, aches and pains and bruises and kids and family on and off the mat, all that kind of comes together in the same bubble, if you will. So the dynamic within the class, within the group, is much more cohesive, which allows us to be more productive. We can explore jiu-jitsu in a very different way, unlike exploring in a larger class of, let's say, 50 students, where those demographics are a little bit more scattered. Now, don't take me wrong. Attending only classes in those small demographics could be beneficial. However, there is a huge unquestionable benefit attending larger group classes or classes without these limitations, where you can actually train with somebody who is much younger or somebody who is much older, training with somebody of different gender and somebody different skill set. All that will put you in a position of exploring opportunities you would have never have by only attending the small group classes or those small demographic classes. So even though, you know, classes over 40 might be extremely appealing, and might be something that you really find, you find this bond with the other students, don't underestimate the power of a general population class, somewhere where you can be challenged mentally and physically, somewhere where you can interact with guys and girls who you would not normally interact in those smaller classes. And often I hear, you know, these smaller groups are targeted so we don't get hurt, so we injury prevention, if you will, you know, and just benefit ourselves from that perspective, so we don't have to deal with guys who are very fast, very strong, very large, very dynamic, and so on. And that's probably true. If you're running into a situation when the general population class has these obstacles and you don't feel safe, right off the bat, I would encourage you to talk to the instructors, talk to the staff, because anybody attending a general population class should feel safe enough to explore jiu-jitsu with other body types and other minds, younger, older, smarter, and so on. So that should not be the case. Summarizing this all together, not to beat a dead horse here, those smaller group classes where the female police officers are over 40 are extremely beneficial to those small demographic groups. But don't underestimate the power of a general population group. Go to fundamentals class. Go to your intermediate classes. Go to the advanced classes. Explore the other body types and other minds in your academy. It will only make you better. I'll see you on the mat. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.